This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Is my bestest friend. We don't need nobody, cause we got each other, or at least I pretend. We get down every Friday night, dancing and grinding in the pale moonlight. Grand old I pray, we're feeling alright. Mary prays the rosary for my broken mind. So don't worry about it. Suicide's a father, opulence is the end. We get down every Friday night, dancing and grinding in the pale moonlight. Grand old I pray, we're feeling alright. Mary prays the rosary for my broken mind. So don't worry about it. I sing the body electric. I sing the body.
And that was Lana Del Rey with I Sing the Body Electric, and you're on Spoken Word with James on Joy 94.9. And now we're going to continue with the rest of I Sing the Body Electric by Walt Whitman.
My body, I dare not desert the likes of you in other men, nor the likes of the parts of you. I believe the likes of you are to stand or fall with the likes of the soul, and that they are the soul. I believe that the likes of you shall stand or fall with my poems, and that they are my poems. Man's, woman's, child's, youth's, wife's, husband's, mother's, father's, young man's, young woman's poems, head, neck, hair, ears, drop and typen of the ears, eyes, eye fringes, iris of the eye, eyebrows and the waking or sleeping of the lid, mouth, tongue, lips, teeth, roof of the mouth, jaws and the jaw hinges, nose, nostrils of the nose and the partition, cheeks, temples, forehead, chin, throat, back of the neck, slew, strong soldiers, manly beard, scapula, hind shoulders and the ample side of round of the chest, upper arm, armpits, elbow socket, lower arm, arm sinews, arm bones, wrist and wrist joints, hand, palm, knuckles, thumb, forefinger, finger joints, fingernails, broad breast, front, curling hair of the breast, breastbone, breast side, ribs, belly, backbone, joints of the backbone, hips, hip sockets, hip strength, inward and outward round, man balls, man root, strong set of thighs while carrying the trunk above, leg fibers, knee, pan, upper leg and under leg, ankles, instep, footballs, toe joints, the heel, all attitudes, all the shapeliness, all the belongings of my or your body or of anyone's body, male or female. The lung sponges, the stomach sack and the bowels, sweet and clean. The brain in its folds inside the skull frame, sympathies, heart valves, palate valves, sexuality, maternity, womanhood, all that is a woman and the man that comes from woman, the womb, the teats, the nipples, breast, milk, tears, laughter, weeping, love, looks, love, perturbations, rising, the voice, articulation, language, whispering, shouting aloud, food, drink, pulse, digestion, sweat, sleep, walking, swimming, poison the hips, leaping, reclining, embracing, arm curving and tightening. The continual changes of the flex of the mouth and around the eyes, the skin, and sunburn, shade, freckles, hair, the curious sympathy one feels when feeling with the hand the naked meat of the body, the circling rivers, the breath, the breathing in and out, the beauty of the waist and hence of the hips and thence downward towards the knees, the thin red jellies within you or within me, the bones and the marrow and in the bones, the exquisite realization of health. Oh, I say these are not the parts and poems of the body only, but the soul. Oh, I say now, these are the soul. So in The Body Electric, the themes Whitman engages in with some of the most common and celebrated themes. At the time he wrote this poem, many readers were shocked and outraged by the sensuality, as we discussed before, that he included within it. He freely celebrated themes of sexuality, the body, and the self. Throughout the poem, readers will find snapshots of the poet's body and his experience of his body. He makes a connection between his physical and spiritual experience, alluding to the interconnectivity of the human soul and human physical experience. Now, that's very complicated and very interesting. It looks very simple on the page, but it's actually, it harks back to Gnosticism. So think of agnostic, but just take away the A. So Gnostic Gospels, the banned books of the Bible, things like that, and sacred sexuality, sacred spirituality, comes from very old places in Christianity and Hinduism, Judaism, Buddhism, even early Catholicism talks about the body and the soul being interconnected, and that, like William Blake, The Marriage of Heaven and Hell, sexual energy, poetic energy, and the energy of God are all one and the same thing. So, like, the impulse to create, to write a poem or to do a painting is the same as God's creation or the creation of or sexuality, energy of sex and the production of children and things like that. So everything is interconnected. So the body, beautiful. The body is not a shameful, disgusting thing with fluids and sex and things like that. That's it. But body shaming in religion, in Christianity, or even in culture is actually a fairly new thing compared to, like, well, it's a fairly, say, probably medieval-ish kind of, when we see a lot of this beginning. The body was always considered to be nature, and humanity was always considered to be a part of nature, and it goes back to this interconnectedness of sex, body, soul, nature, spirit, animal, human. It's we see a lot of separation between the sacred body ideas and humanity and sex and nature in the beginnings of the Industrial Revolution, and Whitman is living right in the heart of that. a lot of Puritanism actually comes from the Industrial Revolution as well. The early, like the more of the conquest kind of things with. So the Puritans are around in the 1600s, and also that's when the New World is kind of expanding with all the conquistadors and the Spanish chasing after El Dorado and the cities of gold and all that. So a lot of that is ties into colonialization, that the nature is evil and it needs to be plundered and controlled. Much like I think with the Australian sort of poetic traditions of the time in the 1800s, like look at Benjo Patterson especially. Benjo Patterson is really bad for this. That it's the wilderness being destroyed and controlled and civilization forming out of the wilderness by stockmen and swagmen and men on the land. In this period, especially in the middle of the 19th century, is full of old sort of colonial ideals of the white savior and savages and nature being evil and it needed to be controlled. But it doesn't. So we're going to wrap up quite soon. It's been a very interesting day, a very interesting show tonight, I think. I mean, I could go on that topic about the body and nature and religion for hours, because I did my undergrad in philosophy and religious studies and lit art and film. So I study a lot of this stuff. Coming up in the next few weeks, I'm organizing some interviews with Bill Marshall, a fantastic playwright and author, discussing his festivals of surrealism. That's been going on for 1 or 2 years, I believe. Also, the Brimback Writers Festival, which I received some information about the other day, which looks really good. And they're focusing on... So the Brimback Library's Nothing to Hide Voices of Trans and Gender Diverse Australia author talks and workshops. Authors Yves Rees, Anastasia Lee, Tiff Tan, and Jack Nichols, as they showcase the wealth of creativity and experiences within the trans and gender diverse community. I'm also looking at starting a new competition on spoken word. There's some prizes that I've already got lined up. So I'm looking at a drabble competition. A drabble is 100 word short story, so it has to be exactly 100 words. So, but there will be caveats. There will be some conditions, because we are going to read them out on air. So there will be some certain conditions, of course, in place, just because we don't want to offend anyone. And this is a community radio, so it's not censored, but there will be some sort of stipulations. So thank you so much for indulging me tonight, on Spoken Word on Joy 94.9, going to a deep dive on Walt Whitman and his phenomenal work and his life. As you can see, my voice is slowly dying, because that is a very hard poem to read out loud. There's a lot of 19th century poetry is not designed to be read aloud, not like it is today. So that's why it's good to practice these things. It's good to bring these things out of the cupboard and shine some light on them. So don't forget to send us all your poetry and your recommendations for guests or events, because this is all about you. It's not about us. It's just a show for you. So thank you so much for listening to Spoken Word tonight on Joy 94.9. I am James, and thank you so much for your time tonight. And I hope you have a very lovely Valentine's Day if you are celebrating it. If not, I hope you've had a lovely day anyway. Thank you, and see you next week. You're listening to Joy 94.9, Spoken Word. I'm James.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.